sound of professional tailor Jerry Atwood at work on a 1960s chain stitch embroidering machine, which he uses to make custom patches and Western suits. While you've probably never heard of chain stitch embroidery, you definitely know the look.
In his cowboy boots, rhinestone suit, and flashy guitar, he makes around.
Chain stitching is the method used to create the signature flair on those flamboyant Western suits donned by country singers like Porter Wagoner, Buck Owens, and Graham Parsons. Here's Jerry.
My dad was a huge country music fan, and as a kid, I remember all these records with people with embroidered and rhinestone outfits, you know, that were probably most of them made by Nudie.
In the 1940s, chain stitch artists like Nudie Kahn and Nathan Turk started a couture reimagining of the American cowboy.
You have the Nudie suit. You have the rhinestones. You have the sparkle and the flair. Your audience doesn't have that. So even though you're just like them, by wearing that outfit, you're subjecting them to a performance that says, like, you're getting a show.
As a young adult, Jerry started hand-stitching shirts that resembled those on his dad's country records. People started placing custom orders, and to keep up with demand, Jerry needed a chain-stitch machine. He remembers the first time he laid eyes on one at a local costumer's shop.
He had three or four Jules Vernian machines that had all these spinning gears and just all these moving parts. And to see them in action, they're just incredible.
Because they haven't been manufactured in the U.S. since the 60s, chain stitch machines are pretty hard to come by these days. Rarer still are the replacement parts and repairmen needed to get them in working order.
I know how to take them apart. A lot of industrial sewing machine repairmen won't touch them.
How did you learn how to do that?
I taught myself.
Jerry was forced to become his own mechanic and parts dealer.
I have this bag, which you can hear the jingling of. This has worm gears and loopers.
Before he knew it, he had a serious collection on his hands. His workshop now boasts 8 chain stitch machines, which are all packed with history.
This machine was owned by a woman named Betty Supernaw, who lived in Southern California. And this very machine was used to make a lot of the original Hell's Angels patches. My oldest machine is from the turn of the century. It's from 1900 or so. It has mother of pearl inlay and all these decals. It's really elaborate. And the guy who owned it originally had done a lot of embroidery for Liberace. And this is from the mid-30s. A lot of World War II patches were done on these machines because you can just stitch very quickly.
Jerry rescues the machines in the hopes of giving them another service life. And most of his machines are just as busy now as they were in their heyday. He's currently creating Eagle-themed Western suits for each member of Eagles of Death Metal, the rock band whose Paris concert was the site of terrorist attacks late last year.
It's become kind of like a project that I've really put a lot of my soul into, I guess.
By design, chain stitch embroidery is very personalized. The machines can't produce any two of the same thing. And in the age of mass-produced clothing, that's a big selling point.
It's a skill. It's like drawing. It's like painting. It's like every single piece will look just a little bit different. It's not uniform. It's all individual. But that's the thing. It's the human touch. It's that I like the type of embroidery that you specifically are doing, and I want you to do it so I can tell my friends, you know, oh, this patch here was embroidered by Jerry Atwood in Indiana, or this patch here was embroidered by...
That's my trademark. That's my trademark.
Like those rhinestone cowboys, Jerry wants to stand out from the rest. For WFIU Arts, I'm Betsy Shepherd.